One boy, two birds, slow breathing. This is not a call to the poet or the storyteller, nor the banshee or the small thirsty spirits hidden in August rain. This is for the boy who I saw bind two birds with a red string, his hands cursing at the sky by the creek on Timberline Road, the dead-end coat of asphalt ending at the front gates of a forest home to deer and the voluptuous peacock that can predict the coming of snow. This is for the distant church bell that's a minute off, delaying the persistence of religion at our doorstep. This is for Mildred, the village seraphim, who wore her graying wedding dress to the fair, beetle-eyed and stone-faced from rocks thrown at her by boys who cannot spell time, boys who fear the piano in the middle of their living rooms, as if the ivory in the keys can tell stories from the book of tusk and feather. This is for the boy who swallowed a snake, his spine like a leaf and revolute into a carapace. This is for the boy who planted an egg on the ground and dreamt of his mother singing inside its yolk, slow breathing, an arpeggio of dark colors, red weaving a tiny river into violet.